Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing the left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real.
Bill Jackson, everybody call over there.
Okay. Now, take home.
Welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad you called. It's exciting to be here. Mad Dads all around the country. Want to say big ups to everybody in Florida, everybody in Iowa, everybody in New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Lincoln, Omaha, and Dallas. What's up? And Vegas, what's going down? Everybody, Mad Dads all over the country, we are excited. We hyped up because we know that it's about to be 2015. Our callers are going to be calling in and talking about exactly what they're going to do, their resolutions. Want to say big ups to our producer, Sarita Jones, our producer. So if anything is wrong with this show, it's her fault. She did it. I want y'all to know that. We've got some listeners on right now. We're going to go right to 0741. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, boss. This is Joanne calling from the south side of Minneapolis.
Hey, how you doing, Joanne? We're so glad to have you on Blog Talk Radio. I hear you got some fantastic people with you today, and they're going to be calling
in.
Make sure when they call in, they push one. I only see one of them on the line so far, but you need to push one so we can have that talk and conversation. Let's hear about your New Year's resolution.
My New Year's resolution this year is to give more of my time, volunteer time, and have more peace within my soul.
Oh, man, that is great. More volunteer time and have more peace within your soul.
My soul.
Hey, Joanne, how do you do that? Tell me, how do you have more peace in your soul?
Me personally, I don't like to be around drama, so I try to actually take myself away from a lot of action with people. If they need help, I like helping them. But if they're about talking about other people, I don't want to be around that. I don't like talking about people. I'm older now, so I'm a little bit wiser. So that's why I say have peace in my soul.
All right, I like that very much. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. It's a Mad Dad sensation. I'm so excited. Sarita, how you doing? What's your New Year's resolution?
Stay healthy. Get healthy, basically. Eat more healthy.
Okay. And did you just get through eating some fried chicken?
I sure did. Thanks for busting me out.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how you do that. Okay. So are you going to stop eating fried chicken?
Yes, I am. I'm going to eat baked chicken from now on as much as possible.
Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get this. We're putting this on. This is being recorded. This is live on radio. Say that again, your name and what you're going to stop doing.
My name is Sarita, and I'm 24 years old, and I'm going to stop eating fried chicken.
Oh, my God. We're going right to caller. We're going to our next caller, which is online. Your last four numbers is 1735. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Doing well. My New Year's resolution is to seek God above anything else and to put him first, even in front of school and other responsibilities.
Wow, I like that. Now, what is your name?
Naomi? Mm-hmm.
Naomi, that is that's a famous name. There's a African-American superstar model named Naomi. And
I wonder
if you were named after, were you named after her?
No, I was named after Naomi in the Bible.
Oh, there is one in the Bible. There was one before the super, well, you know what? Congratulations. What school do you go to?
CVTC in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Well, hey, you know, I am so excited, Naomi. I am so excited you're here and that you're getting closer to God. Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, Naomi. You stay on the line with us because we might get right back with you. Don't you go no. I mean, don't you go nowhere. All right, we're going to go to our next caller. Our next caller is, wait a minute. Where was I at? Let me get where I'm at. 0714. Our next caller is 0217. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? 0217.
20. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Cassie. My New Year's resolution is to get through the Bible in 1 year and to serve more at my school and my church.
Well, you want to get through the Bible in 1 year?
Yeah.
That is going to be amazing, and I know you can do it because I know you've got the strength to do it. And where are you from?
I'm from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
And what are you doing in Minneapolis today?
I'm here at a crew conference, Campus Crusade for Christ, in the Twin Cities, and we're here for 4 days learning more about God. And today we're actually going out and sharing the gospel with people in the community.
That is amazing. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. We're going to 3823. 3823, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Carly.
Carly?
Mm-hmm.
Carly, tell me what your New Year's resolution is.
My New Year's resolution is to gossip less. It's so easy as a female to do that.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, that is a wonderful resolution. And we know that a lot of times people talk about staying fit, but how about being fit in your mouth, exercising
right.
The right things to say, and being a blessing to somebody? Instead of talking about some mess, talk about how you can be a blessing.
Yes, yep.
So I'm absolutely proud of you. What school do you go to?
I go to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, UW Eau Claire.
And What's the name of your school, though? Is it Eau Claire? What's the name of it?
It's called UW Eau Claire, the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire.
Well, congratulations. We're glad. We're proud of you. We know that you can do a great job in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. We're hitting them up. We're going right to our next caller. Our next caller is 9047. 9047, how you doing?
Hello.
Oh,
Mama Tree.
Mama Tree. Ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to know we got Mama Tree on, and Mama Tree is calling straight from Vegas. There is no snow. There is no ice. There is no 20 below. She's out there in the swimming pool in her bikini.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, with lemonade and iced tea. And we're not mad at you. We're just getting ready to hang up.
Okay. So that's how y'all gonna start y'all's year off, right?
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do for you. Tell us what you're gonna do for your New Year's resolution.
Well, I want to continue to not eat any kind of meat, beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. I've been doing this for 4 months, and this is a good feeling for me, and I want to continue to do that for myself, my health.
That's right.
Oh, that is great. I want you to help somebody out in the studio here with me. You know, we've been praying for her, but I just looked over it, and I can smell that. You know that place called A&J's?
Yeah, the fish and french fry place.
Yeah, and there's a big old pile of it in the next room over here, and I can smell it, it's attacking me. But would you help Sarita, give her a word of encouragement because she's addicted to that grease?
You know what? In this life, we're going to some habits. And Sarita, that fish, oh, it sounds so good. The fries, you can leave alone. Protein, you can get protein in other departments. But to treat yourself every now and then, Sarita, not every day. You work for fries and fish is not healthy, sweetie. So and
you know
fries,
me so well.
Fish and fries. So your lunch break is at the same time every day, and every day they know they have your stuff ready for you, and that's not healthy. So, sweetie, this year, change it. Just you can do it. You know, just like you change some of the people that you're around. Do that with the fries and fish. DJ, today she might share some with you.
I ate it up.
She ate it up. We're gonna be right back
She's
with
greedy.
Mama Treats on Blog. We're gonna be right back, Mama Treats, with Mama Treats on Blog Talk Radio. We're going right now to a caller that's been on hold for about 7 minutes, and I want to thank them. That's 7699. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, 7699.
Hello.
Hi, who am I talking with?
Mackenzie. We're also representing Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Blue Gold's over here. We're having a little party.
Now, your name is Natunzi?
Mackenzie.
Oh, Mackenzie.
What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Mackenzie, would you tell us what your resolution is?
My New Year's resolution is to be less prideful in myself and just really work on giving anything that I have success in, giving that glory up to God.
Okay. Giving, you know what, I like that. You said not less prideful of yourself?
Being less prideful, yeah.
Tell me for people that are listening all across the country, this Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, how do you be less prideful of yourself? How do you do that?
Absolutely. I'd say just any time that you have a success and you find yourself being, pride's okay, but definitely just thank God because we wouldn't achieve anything without him. So anytime you have a success or something goes right and you feel like you had a part in it, because I guarantee he did, just thank him. Send a little prayer out.
Wow, that is wonderful. Thank you for your wisdom. You're a very intelligent lady. I want to thank you very much for coming all the way from Wisconsin to help us out. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys in a little bit. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, all across the country. I got folks on here that want to talk about their New Year's resolutions, want to share. Going to 3697. 3697, how you doing?
Phone number.
3697. Where you at?
Well, I get the next available storage counselor.
3697. Okay, 3697 did not come on. Let's go to 7657. 7657, how you doing? 7657?
7657, who's that?
That was you. That's you.
That's not my
name. How you doing? I can hear you. 7657. Come on, talk to me. Well, I don't know what's going on with 7 6. I don't know what happened to 7657, but we've got a lot of great people out there. I want you to know. I'm going to go back up here to Mama Treese. I got some questions about some of the things we're talking about. Mama Treese, how you doing?
I am great. Great out here.
Great. You know, I had a question. You know that people make goals and stuff in their lives, and they're not realistic. How do you keep people being realistic about these goals they make for the new year?
How do I keep them this is a big one on me. How do I keep them? For myself, I have to write them down and take one day at a time. And if I don't do what I got down, charted down, I'll get back to it. It's a must that I get back to it. And I got a saying, what a difference a day makes. And every day, I have to say for the last 3 years, I've been working on doing better in my life and doing some of those Ten Commandments. And I want to get all 10 of those Ten Commandments down. And that's my goal for the year 2015 is to celebrate God every day of my life and to thank him, like the young lady said, to give him the thanks and the and let him know how grateful I am for me being who I am and for him giving his life for me. I think about God gave his life for me. That is just so big. And when I think about it, it's like a tearjerker because I don't think you know, I've been given a lot in this world, and I've been well-loved, and I'm so well-loved. But for someone to lay his life down for me the way he did, I mean, I can't do nothing but give him my all in all.
Well, thank you very much, Mama Trees. Don't you go now where you stick and stay. I think that's really, if you give your all in all, that's best. Joanne, Naomi, Daphne, Callie, Mama Trees, and everybody's been calling me. I want to thank you very much because right now I'm going to the phone lines. We're going to talk to 4010. 4010, you're on the line live at Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
We're looking for your New Year's resolution.
You looking for mine?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Ricky G. And
Ricky G.
My New Year's resolution is to breathe on people, to be kind to each other, to love one another, to give up from arguing and fighting and cussing and all of that, man, because it's not healthy for the nation, not just for yourself. It's not just healthy for the whole world. So my New Year's resolution is to just breathe on people with all the good things in life.
All right, I like that. I like that. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. What's up, Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha, Vegas, Dallas, and all over the country. Ricky G, he said it live. You heard it right here. We're going right to 8529. 8529, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, and how you doing this morning or this afternoon? 8529, how you doing?
Yeah, this is 8529 here. Let me identify myself. One second, please.
Okay.
Somebody
okay.
At the door.
Yeah, this is Romericus, 8529. I work at Urban Venture Center for Fathers, and I do have I have two resolutions this year.
Uh-oh.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One is to put down these poisonous cigarettes.
Amen.
Okay, that's
wow.
Before. That ain't going to happen on New Year's, I'm going to be honest, but it's going to be before the year is over.
Amen.
And my other resolution is going to be to stay getting in the lives of these men out here and helping them to legally align themselves with their children in the courts.
Amen. And I like to say you do a good job of it, Mr. Sims.
Well, let me also say, Romericus, you're gonna make me cry, man. You know, because you know how long I've been wanting you to put those deadly cigarettes down.
Yeah.
And every time, you are one of the greatest fathers I know. That is probably the only thing that is holding you back from being an excellent role model to your daughter.
I agree, 100%.
And you have made my New Year, sir. That was the greatest Christmas present I could have gotten from you, to see somebody I love and care about dedicated to do something to empower not only your daughter in the future, but the future of every man and woman that you'll be able to touch by being a good leader.
That's right. Now, I'm about to walk into the courtroom here with a client to see if we can get custody at 1:30, so I need y'all to pray for us and wish us luck and all that good stuff.
Good
well, thank you, brother. God bless you. Thank you for coming on Blog Talk Radio. The man gave up cigarettes, not yet, but he said he's going to do it real quick, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about seeing that happen. I'm going to 0501. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. 0501. 0501.
That's the last 4 digits of
okay.
Your number.
Okay. Well, it sounds like they're having a party over there. I want to talk a little bit about some important things. Be realistic when you're setting your goals. Because if you're not realistic, you're going to fail. Plan ahead. Like, plan ahead on how you're going to do that. How you going to stop eating that chicken? You got to plan ahead.
That's right.
And outline your plan. Like, sometimes you might not have the full plan right. Okay? So you got to outline it. And then you have to make a pro and con list. You know, that list means the pros and cons of the things that you're going to do. It may help to see a list of items on paper to keep your motivation strong.
Yep.
To develop this list over time and ask others to contribute to it. and then keep your list with you and refer to it when you need help getting things resolved.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it. These are tips for resolution. And then reward yourself. You know, and you do that well. You always reward yourself even when you mess up. But reward yourself. Track your progress and don't beat yourself up if you don't do it. Just stick to it and keep trying. You know, like Mama Tree said, I'm not eating no chicken. I'm not eating no beef. I'm not eating no pork.
Wow.
But
I'm done today. I'm following
you,
Mama Tree.
You're
Tree.
Done today.
I'm done.
You're going to follow Mama
yes.
Tree? You're going to do what she does?
Yes.
We're going to 6700 Blog Talk Radio Live. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, VJ? Yeah, my New
oh,
Year's
man.
Resolution. I'm sorry.
It's Jack. Jack, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Jack.
I'm good, brother. How's it going? How y'all doing? What's going on, Joanne?
Hey, have you got all the folks over there on Broadway calling in? They need to call in.
Oh, we over here at Shiloh Temple right now. I'm with all the brothers. No, we all on, you know. No, my brother's on the phone right now.
Okay, great. Have them all call in. Has the crew came out there to meet you yet?
You know, people coming in right now. Patty's up here. No, so it is, most of the crew's all here, most of them.
Okay, give me your New Year's resolution, sir.
My New Year's resolution, man, just, you know, keep bettering myself as a whole. Keep staying in shape, take care of myself, you know, take care of my education, take care of my family, you know, make sure that, you know, I keep getting stronger. I keep bringing in more knowledge into this new year.
Oh, man, that's great. I want to thank you so much, Jack. Thank you for all you're doing out there at Shiloh Temple. Thank everybody at the church and everything at Shiloh Temple International Ministries. And Boxes of Love coming to you. So you're out there on Broadway, Lake Street. We're hitting you in two spots, two locations today, giving away goodies for you. So Mad Dad's in the house doing it big.
Mad
Jack
Dad.
Over there on the north side. Thank you very much, Jack. Mama Trees, how you doing? We want to come back to you, Mama Trees, and just say that we're talking about how do we stick to that. You know, how long did it take? Because I know that you're a fan. I know that you're a fan of the White Castle. Now, let me just say this. You gave up the White Castle to have a better health, but how did you stick to it? Because some people, they start off the first of the year exercising. All
right.
The gyms are full. All the healthy mm-hmm. food places are full. Everybody's buying up all the food that's good for you. And then all of a sudden, January the 25th, they went
it's
back.
Over.
How did you stick to it?
Number one, White Castles. We don't have a White Castles in Vegas. So I'll have to buy White Castles out of the store, and I don't like those kind. I like them hot and steamy. But when it came up to my health, I said French fries or Talia.
That's right.
I picked Talia. When it came up to my health, steak or Talia, that beef was killing me. I said Talia. Ham hocks and greens or Talia, I said Talia. Bread or Talia, that yeast, I said Talia. So when I think every day and I see, look, French fries from Burger King, I said Talia. I want to live. So that's how I'm doing it. And 21 days became 41 days. And now I'm on 4 months. And so when Thanksgiving and Christmas came around, I was fine. You know, I didn't have to sit up and say, oh, I done ate so much, I'm just so stuffed. I want to live. So I eat enough now to live. I'm eating healthy. I love my vegetables. I'm tasting food. Before, I didn't taste food. I thought I was. I just wanted to keep the rim of my stomach full. But I'm enjoying my food now. And I also know I can go back, Sharita, and enjoy what I'm eating. And I feel good about that. You know, I'm feeling good about the choices that I'm making in my life. And if I don't stand up and take a charge on the choices that I'm making, who else is going to do it? I want to be an example to all folks this year. I want to take my time, and I want to be right on time because, see, God is always on time. And I've always rushed to do everything you know, even talk. And I just want to slow it down and enjoy every moment that I have. And by doing that, I'll be able to listen a little bit better instead of jumping ahead and running with situations. And Mama Treese has always made situations not so good by moving so fast. But now I can take my time and listen to others and make better decisions in my life and for others, since I am that leader.
I like that. That's a great, wonderful. And I got some stuff for you. Thank you, Mama Treese. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. Listen to this. As I let go of my feelings of guilt, I am in touch with my inner social path. Why not say, let's do that? Some of us, let's do that. Number two, I have the power to channel my imagination into ever-soaring levels of suspicion and paranoia. Well, stop doing that. I assume full responsibility of my actions, except the ones that are someone else's fault.
I know, right?
Oh, that sounds like something you'd be saying, huh? In some cultures, what I do would be considered normal. My intuition nearly makes up for my lack of wisdom and judgment. These are just some funny facts, some funny things that people say they can do. Now, how about this one? Blessed are the flexible, for they can tie themselves in knots.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness. Are we having a blessed time? Now, how about this one? A scapegoat is almost as good as a solution. Oh, man.
Oh,
just for today, I will not sit in my living room all day in my underwear. Instead, I will move my computer into the bedroom.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like something Mama Trinks might do right there.
Right back.
Hey,
she's chilling.
I'm telling you right now, we're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads. What is your New Year's resolution? 4331, you're on Blog Talk Radio Live. 4331, how you doing?
Happy New Year, family. Be sharp, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Well,
what's your New Year's resolution?
Man, my New Year's resolution is to continue believing in God, man, letting him lead us to the promised land of freedom spiritually. And then putting this new you being Up Before Me album together with the new Mad Dad compilation we're going to do for Mad Dads for 2015 with the whole UBM squad. We're going to put a Mad Dad collab or a new joint together. That's going to be a big thing. We're going to do this show coming up. And then also we're going to have a West Coast Brother of the Thug Bible coming out, because I'll be definitely out there with Mama Treese and Bonnie Wells in the West Coast come July this year. We're going to be getting ready to do the West Coast Brother of the Thug Bible. So we're going to be working out there in the streets, man. So we're going to be doing a lot of big things coming up. God blessing us with this work, so we're going to do what we do. And that's how New Year's Revolution works for me.
Wow, man, that short body in the house. You just did our Christmas party, short body. You did a great job. We had a great time. Mary Harris, you, John Turner, Steve did our speaking. Everything was great. I was so excited, man. I love short body. You know Mama Treese love you out there in Vegas. You already know that. All you got to do is call Mayweather. He's going to hook you up. It's going to be all good. So when you get out there, man, check him out. Man, thank you very much. God bless you, man. Happy New Year's to you, brother.
Happy New Year's.
Thank you. We listen to Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to give Mama Tree some last final words before we go out there. Mama Tree, your last and final thoughts.
You know what? I have to sit up and say, short body, why did you tell VJ you coming out here? Him and I have been talking about my Mad Mama's workout here, and I need that soldier. I didn't want him to know I had him coming out here. So guess what, VJ, I got my guy that's going to be working beside me out here. That's my son, Short Body. Now you know. I love you, Short Body. Can't wait till you get out here. We got a lot of work to do, VJ. We got some meetings to do. So guess what? I'm coming hard in Vegas. Mama Treese, I'm going to have my crew, Zav Judah. I plan on having Floyd Mayweather and other Lil James, and I can go on to name other folks out here, Kirilla, that we are going to be some Mad Dads on the movement, and we're going to help our community, help the young kids in school that people say that they can't do it, it's not possible, but it is possible, and we want to be the wind beneath their wings.
All right, you listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, and one of the things I love about Blog Talk Radio is people get to call in and talk about how they feel and what they feel. Congratulations, Mama Treese, and yeah, we busted it out. We figured it out. Who's coming out there to run the Vegas chapter? What's the brother's name? Well, his name is Sharp Body. Uh-huh. So we know what's going down. I'm hyped up. I'm hyped up about it because I know it's going to be great. He does our national theme song and the video and everybody.
I'm going to be in the video.
You're already in the video.
Okay,
so.
I'm in the next video.
Yeah, okay, right. Oh, you want to give your final thoughts for Blog Talk Radio?
My final thoughts is whatever you put your mind to do, just do it. We all strong people. We can do it. And I'm going to stop eating that fried chicken.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. What's up, Florida, Iowa, New York, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Omaha, and all the folks from Wisconsin listening in, Vegas and Dallas, coming to you live right here. Mad Dad.
Man against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dad, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.